Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and chip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruption. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Detroit from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Hello, and welcome to Provocative Thought, intimately known as PT, striving to awaken those who are asleep, stimulate those who are awakened, feed those who are starving, and nurture those who seek to know. I am your host, Carlton Steed, a self-proclaimed student of life in the search, discovery, and revelation of life on life's terms. First, I'd like to thank We Talk Productions for allowing me to host this show. I'd also like to thank the creator for allowing me to be. You can contact the show by dialing 516-531-9540. Please press the number one to speak. You can contact the show by dialing 516-531-9540. Please press the number one to speak. You can reach us on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com. Go to search, type in We Talk Productions, and listen to the show live. You can also contact us on Facebook at Provocative Thought PT Community Organization. Tonight's topic, Only in America, the strange case of Kyle Rittenhouse. Kyle Rittenhouse was acquitted of 5 felony counts stemming from shootings during a Wisconsin Black Lives Matter protest, which included first-degree intentional homicide. The violence erupted in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Following the August 23, 2020, police shooting of Jacob Blake, a Black man who was shot 7 times in the back when police responded to a domestic call as he attempted to enter his SUV with his 2 children inside. Blake was paralyzed from the waist down. That's what started all the rioting and everything in Kenosha. Rittenhouse was 17 years old at that time, right? So he, when he carried a AR-15 style semi-automatic rifle on the streets of Kenosha during the turbulent protests against racial injustice in the summer of 2020. And he opened fire on demonstrators, about at least 4, right? Killing Joseph Rosenbaum and Anthony Huber, and seriously wounding Gage Grosskreutz. He shot at another guy twice, but he missed him. So he don't even get honorable mention on some of his stuff. Rittenhouse was not arrested on the scene and was instructed to go home. So I checked the political fact. Said Rittenhouse ultimately returned to his home of nearby Antioch, Illinois. He's from out of the state, where he was later arrested. Kenosha Police Chief Daniel Miskinis defended his department's action in an August 28, 2020 news conference, saying the police in the vehicle didn't see Rittenhouse as a threat and wouldn't have heard yelling from the crowd over the noise, because Rittenhouse, people were yelling at, hey, he just killed 2 people. And Rittenhouse was supposedly surrendering to the police with his hands up and things like that. So from the inside, one of the officers testified he heard gunfire and assumed an active shooter was still on the loose. So he had came in contact with Rittenhouse trying to surrender. So he still heard gunfire and he assumed that, hey, whoever it is an active shooter was on the loose, right? Officer Pep Moretti said he eventually drew his gun on Rittenhouse while his partner pepper sprayed the teenager. A video showed Rittenhouse walking up to the officers as they yelled to him, get out of the way, and drove off in the immediate aftermath of the shooting. Critics of police flaunted the video as proof that white suspects like Rittenhouse can get away with homicide while black suspects are handled more roughly in less serious situations. Well, we have criminologists have already brought that to light. Anyway, Officer Moretti also said the presence of Rittenhouse AR-15 rifle also hadn't been cause for alarm. That may sound weird, and it is weird and it's strange, but he says given the context of the evening, the majority of people Moretti encountered that night were also armed, he said, whether it was with rifles, handguns, bats, or other objects. So if you're there to find out who's doing some shooting, wouldn't that make everybody they encountered holding a firearm a suspect, especially if they came from the direction of the protesters like Kyle did? If how they treated Kyle Rittenhouse at the scene of the murders and assault was indicative of what was to come, no one should be surprised about the verdict. After all he did was fear for his life, defend his life by ending the life of 2 unarmed Black Lives Matter protesters and shooting a 3rd armed protester. Strangely enough, Kyle Rittenhouse was the only person that actually killed someone that night. Kyle couldn't have possibly, he couldn't have possibly have been presented, have presented a lethal threat to anyone. Kyle couldn't have. He just had an AR-15, and he was in there trying to direct the traffic, stop people from being destructive during the protests, right? So he couldn't have been a threat. He just had an AR-15, loaded AR-15. So what threat could he could have been presenting, armed to the teeth with an AR-15 assault rifle? A rifle that the court has deemed is exempted by law by meeting a Wisconsin exemption expressed in a hunting law. Another strange event. This is all the Twilight Zone kind of stuff right here, this whole event. First, the defense had to have Kyle Rittenhouse, his actions ruled or viewed as not a criminal act, and that criminal act being a minor in possession of a firearm in Wisconsin committing multiple murders, to at least minimize it, right? Second, they infer that the 17-year-old who resides in another state, Antioch, Illinois, conducted an illegal straw purchase of a firearm purchased by someone over 18 years of age in Wisconsin and insists he merely made a poor decision that resulted in him acting in self-defense. He's just a kid trying to stop an angry mob from destroying property. Third, they made Kyle Rittenhouse the victim and placed the victims, the two deceased protesters, and the wounded protester on trial. Kyle was not charged for the shooting, for shooting at a fourth protester. Well, I haven't heard anything about it. Now, that is controlling the narrative and minimizing Kyle Rittenhouse's behavior. I found myself chasing my tail talking about this incident. Tonight's show will probably make you dizzy too. We got Great Adventure, Disney World, Disneyland, and its place for the Universal theme park and the judicial system. You can expect a hell of a ride from whichever entity you find yourself involved with. The judicial system in America is an embarrassing circus. From ABC News, 12 jurors randomly selected by Kyle Rittenhouse will decide his fate. 12 randomly selected jurors by Kyle Rittenhouse. And it's, you know, like playing the game of Jeopardy. They say with prospective jurors, Kyle Rittenhouse participated in a game show style process of randomly selecting the 12 jurors to decide his fate. The juror numbers were written on a piece of paper and placed in a metal raffle drum, which a clerk spun with the crank of a handle. Y'all seen that on the game shows, right? Yeah, what? Who's saying what? That's right. You heard right. Kyle picked jurors out of a barrel, and he also received the grand prize, freedom, and a license to kill. He didn't get the Academy Award for Best Male in a Dramatic Role for his courtroom scene when he cried crocodile tears while describing his horrific ordeal. Or was he shitting his pants thinking about tying his shirt in a bow and wearing his underwear backwards for the rest of his life. Funny, he didn't look so distraught on the street the night he murdered two unarmed men and seriously wounded another. Kyle was the only person that killed that night in Wisconsin. Somehow, some way, Kyle Rittenhouse became the victim and the hero. Yahoo News. Jury finds Kyle Rittenhouse not guilty of all charges in this high-profile murder. It's actually a multiple murder, right? Double murder. An attempted murder. A jury found Rittenhouse not guilty, right? Of, you know, the charges of, you know, where he killed two people and severely injured another during a chaotic protest, right? And he bullet hit his AR-15. That's a big shell. And it tumbles. So it, when it hits you, it's going to destroy what it hits. The jury delivered his verdict 3.5 days after 3.5 days of deliberation, right? Rittenhouse reacted by falling to the ground briefly before crying and hugging his defense attorney. Kyle Rittenhouse was comforted by his lawyer. He was acquitted of all charges at the Kenosha County Courthouse in, where else? Kenosha, Wisconsin. Right? That happened on Friday, November 19th, right? That was just yesterday. So this is fresh off the bricks. The jury came back with its verdict after close to 3.5 days of deliberation. They was giving this some hard thought. Rittenhouse was 17 years old when he bought this AR-15, right, on the streets of Kenosha during a turbulent protest against racial injustice in the summer of 2020 and opened fire on demonstrators, right? Killing two, seriously wounded one. He was charged with 5 felony accounts stemming from the shootings, including first-degree intentional homicide, which carries a mandatory sentence of life in prison. Remember that, first-degree intentional homicide. I mean, you went there to kill and you tried to kill and the result of you trying to kill someone is dead, right? A short version. Anyway, he was also charged with one misdemeanor count of possession of a dangerous weapon by a person under 18. That's under Wisconsin law. If you're under 18, you're not supposed to have a firearm. So, know what happened? This is gets weirder because I don't even see the... I'm going to keep reading. Kenosha County Circuit Judge Bruce Schroeder agreed to drop the weapons charge after defense attorneys argued that the teenager could be cleared under a hunting exemption to Wisconsin law. I'm probably gonna have to say this again, which does not permit the sale of a firearm to anyone under the age of 18. Amongst the witnesses prosecutors called to testify was Rittenhouse's friend Dominic Black, who said he purchased the gun using the shootings. Now, where I come from, that's called an accessory. But this is Wisconsin, Kenosha, Wisconsin, which is apparently just another completely different planet. So, the Kenosha County Circuit Judge agreed to drop the weapons charges, right? After the defense attorney argued that the teenager could be cleared under a hunting exemption to Wisconsin law. He agreed to drop the charges after the defense attorney argued that the teenager could be cleared under a hunting exemption to Wisconsin law, which does not permit Kyle to have a weapon, to purchase or have one, right? Okay, and you got a guy agreeing to commit a crime, which is a felony, to purchase a firearm for an underage person. So, question. This ain't rocket science. This, you don't even got to go to law school for this. Because this is just, this sounds like people just dictating on what's going to happen from the beginning to end of this situation. How the Wisconsin hunting law is applicable to this case is beyond me, since hunting is not an issue, as evidenced by Kyle Rittenhouse's own statement and the reality of the Black Lives Matter protests. Right? And Kyle said he was there to help protect some properties, right? So we don't call that hunting, right? We call that, and you go there to do that arm, in an arm situation, we call that being a hired gun, right? So he offered his gun to protect the property of some Kenosha business people with some friends of his, right? The hunting law is not applicable to this case. The law obviously applies to youth under age 18 who are in possession of a weapon while hunting for the express purpose or intending to hunt, hence the hunting exemption. It is a direct reference to hunting. That's why it's called a hunting exemption. Kyle Rittenhouse was not hunting unless hunting for human beings is legal in Wisconsin, Kenosha, Wisconsin. Excuse me. Just choked on myself.
Glass of water. Hold up.
So, Kyle Rittenhouse specifically stated he was not hunting and inserted himself amongst the protesters armed with an AR-15 assault rifle to protect the property of others from Black Lives Matter protesters. A noble cause. Just one problem. Against the law for him to do that. Well, maybe it ain't against the law for him to do it now. The law says he can't do that because of his age. That alone is proof of intent to kill. I'm going to use my gun to stop them. From destroying property, right? How did he intend to stop the protesters? With his words? Excuse me, sir, could you drop that firebomb and maybe put that fire out somewhere where it won't burn anything up? He wasn't doing that. He had an AR-15. If Rittenhouse did not intend to kill, he would not have had a weapon specifically designed to kill men in his possession. That's not even a hunting gun. I don't know if y'all seen the last movie been out. I wouldn't even know. But that's a military weapon. Designed to kill people. So he didn't intend on killing anybody. What you got an AR-15 for? He wouldn't have had that during his attempt to aggressively intimidate and stop protesters from destroying anything. The
The Wisconsin hunting law applies to youth under the age of 18 who have a weapon for the purpose of hunting, thus the hunting exemption. Rittenhouse needs to prove that he was hunting on the Kenosha, Wisconsin street the night he murdered two men and wounded a third. But he can't because he already stated he was there with his AR-15 assault rifle to stop protesters from destroying property. A noble cause. And how was Rittenhouse going to stop protesters? By threatening their lives with his AR-15. Right? Noble cause. You want to stop people from tearing up the city. I get that part. But for him to have a weapon he's not supposed to have, fully loaded, and to use it and attempt to intimidate people with that weapon, and to when they respond to his presence, he gets to kill it because he's scared. Rittenhouse, now 18, pleaded not guilty to all the charges, right? Arguing that he acted in self-defense by opening fire on demonstrators who he claimed were trying to attack him. I didn't do anything wrong. I defended myself, Rittenhouse said during his own emotional testimony. Woo! This thing is just getting crazy. It's scary that someone can kill two unarmed people and not be guilty of anything. Killing them with a weapon he purchased illegally and has no legal right to have, and still no conviction. No one, two, three, none of the counts of murder. He's not guilty of anything. He just killed some folks who were, two of them weren't shooting at him. No, actually, nobody shot at him, actually. But we're going to go on. We're going to get to all of that. What the guy have to do to be guilty of murder in Wisconsin? That's what I'm trying to, in Kenosha, Wisconsin. That's what I'm trying to figure out based on this. We know that a black man don't stand a chance. Jacob Blake, we've seen what happened to him. He got shot in the back, moving away from the police officer, going into his car. Shot him seven times in the back. Note, anytime you shoot somebody multiple times, you are trying to kill them. It's scary that Kyle Rittenhouse actually said he didn't do anything wrong. You know how scary that is? It is tragic that the jury thought Kyle Rittenhouse didn't do anything wrong. Now, 17-year-olds have a green light to interject themselves into a police matter, threaten civilians with lethal force, and say, I feared for my life when he is confronted by civilians whom he has threatened the life of. It's funny. A man reaching in his waistband is viewed as a lethal threat to police. In the case of Jacob Blake, a man just going towards in his car was viewed as a lethal threat. He got shot seven times in the back at close range. I mean, point blank. I mean, he was any closer, the gun would have went through his back. Anyway, it's funny, a man reaching, you know, at his waistband is viewed as a lethal threat to police, but a 17-year-old with an AR-15 rifle is not perceived as a threat to protesters. Didn't somebody, why isn't that scenario being expressed? Maybe it was. But nobody was looking for Kyle. Kyle was looking for the protesters. Kyle Rittenhouse's friend is transporting Kyle Rittenhouse's AR-15 across state lines for what purpose? For Kyle Rittenhouse. It's Kyle's AR-15 in his car. Actually, Dominique Black was transporting Kyle and his illegally purchased AR-15 across state lines. That is illegal for both Kyle and Dominic Black. That is a felony by itself. Only Dominic Black and Kyle Rittenhouse really know how many times they have traveled across state lines with the AR-15. I mean, if he did it once, did it 1,000 times, you don't know. Anyway, the judge presiding over the Rittenhouse murder trial dismissed one count of possession of a dangerous weapon by a person under 18, the misdemeanor charge, right, which carries a penalty of up to 9 months in jail. He killed two people, shot one, and shot at another one, and had a weapon he wasn't supposed to have. He didn't even get sentenced for 9 months in jail, the least. And that has nothing to do with killing or assaulting anybody. That's just for the weapon. What do you got to do in Kenosha, Wisconsin to get convicted of murder? Who do you have to be? Definitely you can't be a Jacob Blake and do anything in Kenosha. You can't even walk away. Rittenhouse was 17 years old when he carried the weapon, right, on Kenosha Street, right? Used it to kill two people and injure another, and he shot twice at another person in it, right? Rittenhouse had paid the old defendant to purchase the gun on his behalf. Unless Wisconsin law allows anyone 18 to purchase a firearm, for individuals under 18, Rittenhouse is guilty of possession of a dangerous weapon by a person under 18. So Rittenhouse, Wisconsin law also generally prohibits minors, individuals under age 18, from possessing guns. That's section 941.28. Then he went to this thing about this short barrel shotgun or short barrel rifle. And rifle means a firearm designed to, or redesigned, made or remade, or intended to be fired from the shoulder or the hip, and designed or redesigned or made to or remade to use the energy of a propellant in a metallic cartridge to fire through a rifle barrel, a single projectile for each pull of the trigger. Short barrel rifle means that the rifle having one or more barrels having a length of less than 16 inches, measured from the cross breech or bolt face to the muzzle, or the rifle having overall length of less than 26 inches. Does anybody think that should have anything to do with the fact that this guy murdered two people? No person shall sell, offer, sell, transport, purchase, possess, or go armed with a short barrel shotgun or rifle, right? Any person violating this is a felony, right? Sentence does not apply to the sale, purchase, or possession. Sale, purchase, possession, use of, or transportation of a short barrel shotgun or short barrel rifle, right? Blah, 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 right? So, this section shall not apply to any firearm that may be lawfully possessed under the federal law, or any firearm that could have been lawfully registered at the time of the enactment of the National Firearms Act in 1968. So, okay, so a person who possesses a firearm is guilty of a Class G felony if any of the following apply. Not just with that, a person is subject to an order not to possess a firearm under 51.2013 CB1. And some other stuff, right? Any firearm involved in an offense under this section is subject to S968.23. When the person is not likely to act in a manner, is likely to act in a manner dangerous to public safety. Now, I'd say Kyle was acting in a manner which was dangerous to public safety. One, because he inserted himself into a already volatile situation with a weapon which was illegal for him to have, use. Straw purchases, that's when somebody else buys something for you. And you saw it. That's what happened with him. Somebody else purchased it, gave him the gun, right? That's against the law. That's a felony. The Class G felony. Possession of a dangerous weapon by a person under age 18. They're getting him out of this because it's not a short barrel weapon. Like, this don't make sense. This section is a dangerous weapon, meaning any firearm loaded or unloaded. Any electric weapon as defined in section 941.295, right? 1C and X, right? Any person under age 18 or age who 18 years of age who possesses or goes armed with a dangerous weapon is guilty of a Class A misdemeanor, right? So, I'm going to skip some of that because it really doesn't. But while there is no dispute that Rittenhouse was underage when he went armed to the protest in Kenosha, there's no dispute that he's underage, which means there's no dispute that he wasn't supposed to have that weapon. They admit Rittenhouse was underage, illegally armed by way of an illegal straw purchase where he went to the protest, not to the woods, to go hunting. Defense attorney argued that the teenager could be cleared of the charge under the hunting exemption related to the size of the rifle. And the question, and I just read the hunting exemption stuff, which is nonsense when it comes to whether or not you murder somebody with that gun. Now, if you're just walking down the street with it, okay, I can see you giving them a little break. This is a guy murdering people. And it's not applicable at all. Rittenhouse rifle, they concede that Rittenhouse rifle was not short barrel, prompting Schroeder to dismiss the charge. Now, that sounds like to me, the deck was stacked, the judge is in on it, and all they were doing is trying to explain this thing away in court, as my friend liked to say. That's get this guy in court, and while we'll go to court, and we'll explain everything away. And that's basically what's happening here. What in the hell does a short barrel rifle and a hunting exemption law have to do with a kid walking down the street violating the Wisconsin code or state law for carrying a firearm? That has nothing to do with it. He's not hunting, right? He can't, you know. Again, Kyle Rittenhouse was not hunting, not on his way to go hunting, not coming from hunting. Hunting and hunting exemptions have nothing to do with this case because Kyle Rittenhouse was not hunting. The hunting exemption applies to the size of a firearm used to hunt, not to murder a man, right? That hunting exemption is relevant to the firearm you are using to go hunting, intending to go hunting, returning from hunting exemption, hence the term hunting. I'm trying to figure out why are these guys able to get away with this. The answer is, we know, because they can. They had the power to and the authority, and everybody's on the same page. They're just trying to find a way to talk through it. And this is how he did it. When the deck is stacked in your favor, you can say almost anything you want, playing away whatever atrocity you are being accused of. That's what it looks like. That's what it is. It looks like a duck, quacks like a duck. It's a duck. And this is a duck. The Wisconsin law states it is illegal for a person to give a firearm to a person under age 18. In fact, it is a felony. It is a misdemeanor for a person under 18 to have a firearm. I thought Wisconsin law states it's a crime to murder someone. Don't they have that law in Wisconsin? What does it take for a person to be convicted of murder in Kenosha, Wisconsin? That's my question. We have a caller. Welcome to Provocative Thoughts. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Q, what's up?
Yeah, hold on. Let me cut the TV off. I think the judge said something about the prosecutor couldn't mention certain things. I think that might have been one of the things he couldn't mention because it wasn't a part of that trial, something like that.
What could they mention? What do you mean?
I think he was admonishing the prosecutor about trying to mention something that he told him not to mention in the proceeding. And I think it has something to do about this kid having a gun.
That's the whole case. The kid having a gun. That is the case.
I think the case was whether or not it was self-defense or not. I think that's what they made the case solely about, whether it was him having self-defense or whether or not he was, you know, murdering these people.
Right. The case did he use the weapon, the firearm, in self-defense? That's the case.
Right.
He ain't a kung fu expert. He didn't do it with his hands.
Right, but I think he said that he wasn't allowed, the prosecutor wasn't allowed to mention the fact whether or not he was actually allowed to have the weapon. Something like that.
Okay, so that's the stupidity and the embarrassment and the circus environment of the American so-called criminal justice system. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'm saying like that the major world heads of state must be laughing at us right now. They got to be laughing. They got to be saying, there's some fools over there. That place, how are they number one? They're a bunch of fools.
Mm-hmm.
They got to be saying it because I'm saying that.
Also, you were saying only in America? I don't really agree with that. There's also cases where people are protesting or doing things that a certain administration don't approve of, and other people who are in favor of the administration come out and beat these people, and in some cases they even shot them, and nothing's happened to those people either.
Are they democracies?
That's another country.
Are they democracies?
I think that's, I don't know yet. I don't think anybody knows yet how that's going to work out. Whether or not
I'm just saying, this is supposed to be a democracy.
Right.
Equal protection under the law.
Well, I know they had elections. I don't know if they're going to continue to have elections.
No. Right, it was a developing, politically developing country. And it might be some other places on earth that have a situation like this, and I'm sure there are places that have a worse situation than this. But I'm speaking about the United States of America. When I say only in America, I'm talking about America, the only here.
Right.
And I'm saying that in reference to this being a major world power. Now, you can bet your bottom dollar in those countries you're talking about, some civilian is not going to be able to go around just shooting people. And then they just get him off, and he just walks. Try that in China.
Yeah.
Try it in Russia. Not going to get away with that.
Mm-hmm.
Not your place. So,
So basically, the policy out there in Wisconsin and the way they're practicing law is on par with these undeveloped countries, these non-democratic countries. such as Afghanistan or something like that?
Well, I'm going to say, you know what? Like I said in the beginning, it was a guy named Jacob Blake. The cops came on a domestic dispute. They got into a little scuffle with Jacob Blake. He tried to re-enter his SUV, which he had his two kids in the back. Cop shot him in the back at point blank range 7 times. Right? Kyle Rittenhouse was walking down the street with an AR-15. They don't even get relieved of his weapon. Even though they're looking for a shooter, well, a shooter is a guy with a gun. There's a guy with a gun coming from the crowd of protesters. Right? So everybody you see with a gun is a potential suspect. But I guess if they were a little darker, they would have been. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Maybe. Because, you know, Jacob Blake got it 7 times in the back. Kyle Rittenhouse was told to go home, even though the guy later said he sprayed him and did something to him. I was like, what you pepper spraying the guy for? And then he gets to go home with his weapon. Who? You ever see that happen?
Mm-hmm.
And people just got killed. If you pepper spray him as a suspect, why ain't he in jail? How you get to go across state lines with his weapon? With the guy who illegally purchased the gun. Like, it's crazy. It's just so much things that went wrong here that this guy just got away with, and he got away with everything in the end. In the end, people died. A man was wounded seriously, and no charge. I just want to know, what does it take? Maybe I should be asking, what does it take for a white man to be convicted of murder in Kenosha, Wisconsin? Because it looks like a black man can't even try to get away in his car without getting shot in the back.
Right.
And cold brain 7 times. You know, that's why So
the guy who they thought may be trying to get access to a gun, they shoot him several times.
Right. Right.
And he has no gun.
Has no gun.
The guy who get into this antagonizing type of situation with a crowd of people and actually kills people, they just tell him to go home.
Right.
Kind of like
they said they didn't know it was him because everybody had a gun. Lots of people had guns, bats, rifles, and things like that. Well, if you don't know it's him, that means you got to rule him out. You can't tell him he can't go home.
Right.
That's what that means. If you don't know if it's him, you have to detain him. That means everybody you meeting that has a firearm, you taking their stuff from them. You put them in cuffs, right? And you detain them till you figure out who fired that shot, because you need that gun for ballistics. So he should have been detained as a suspect, because he said he didn't detain him because he still heard shooting. Well, it could be multiple shooters. What do you mean? There's a guy standing in front of you with a gun. They say he was trying to turn himself in. What happened to that part? So they should have detained him on the spot. And don't he look a little young to them anyway? Like, sitting there and say, how old are you? Let me see ID. What's the boy? Costello. He was in his car. Told him he had a license to carry a concealed weapon, right? They didn't ask to see it. Here's a guy walking down the street with a weapon. They didn't ask to see nothing. And you got shooting going on. I mean, where you got to be? That's what I'm saying. Who you got to be? You know what I'm saying? What do you have to do to be convicted of homicide? In this case, multiple homicide in Kenosha, Wisconsin. We know the penalty for running from the police, struggling with police, running to try to get in your car is death, because Jacob Blake got shot 7 times in the back for doing just that. We know that. That's in Kenosha. So I'm trying to understand. All right, there's a lot of shooting going on, as he said, right? We don't know if he did it or not. Why? And you pepper spray them? What you pepper spray them for if you're not detaining them? That's bizarre. If that's true. I'm just saying, I'm taking it as the truth. Why are you pepper spraying somebody if you're not detaining them and taking this weapon? Something wrong with that picture. And why isn't he viewed as a threat with that gun? I don't care if it is his I don't care if he does have a right to carry a gun, right? Open carry. Right now you got a situation where somebody is shooting somebody. You know what you don't need on the street? Mm-hmm. People walking around with guns. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were looking for those looters, those dangerous looters. And he didn't look like it. He didn't look like a looter because he had a weapon in his hand. How could he be looting if he was carrying a weapon? He couldn't do both of those. He didn't look like one of those dangerous looters.
Well, he had a weapon. He could be shooting. He could be shooting because he had a rifle in his hand. Not only could he be shooting, he was shooting. And I'm surprised that nobody, mm-hmm. none of those cops saw that.
Right. But I think their emphasis and their focus was on those dangerous looters.
The dangerous looters. Yeah. You heard about the guy that's writing Antifa on the wall or flipping a car. Don't worry about the guy that's flipping that trigger.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? There's something wrong with this picture. You know, this guy not guilty of nothing. Are you joking? He killed two men. He's not guilty of anything. These guys weren't shooting at him. Even the third guy, they say he pulled the gun out, pointed it at him. And I'm going to get to that. Something's wrong with the picture, man. You know, it's like, this is absurd, man. This is, if you're going to run a corrupt system, they ain't even trying to cover nothing right here. This is like just out in the open, man. You know what I'm saying? This ain't even like we ain't covering it up. Kyle's the victim. And these guys try to attack him. If it was me and you, it would have been, why did you go there with that weapon? You're not supposed to have it. You're going to get hit with that, right? And you're going to get hit with the homicide because you had no business going there. You went there to shoot somebody because they're messing with your car. So you went there and shot somebody. Yeah, you shot this guy. You shot that guy. You try to intimidate them with your weapon, which is what this guy's doing. Doesn't matter why he says he's doing. How come the cops ain't kill nobody? They just killed Jacob Blake, right? Why didn't they kill somebody else? Mm-hmm. How come this guy is...
I think they view him as a hero.
Hero. A victim and a hero. He's a victim and a hero.
Yeah, he went out there and did what they all wish they could have did.
That's right.
He got the funding and everything.
You hit the nail on the head. He did what a whole lot of people wanted to do, which was wrong. Because, see, if you have your police force doing what they're supposed to do, you don't end up in these situations. Right?
Right.
You don't shoot people in the back 7 times. What in the world is that all about? You shoot a man on the street 7 times, that's going to hurt you when you go to court. The amount of times you shot him, that's going to have an impact on your sentencing and what they charge you with. You can't say you didn't try to kill him because you shot him 7 times. You are trying to kill them. He shot the first man 4 times as he grabbed the barrel of his gun. That's how close he was. He grabbed the barrel of his gun. He shot him 4 times because he was afraid. He's a pussy with an AR-15. Because he thought people would be afraid of him. And he ran into some people who wasn't afraid of him like that. Mm-hmm. So they proceeded to take that weapon from him. Get out of here. It's a protest going out of control. He had no business being there. He's a child. He's a young, dumb kid. But he's not so stupid that he doesn't know that an AR-15 kills. Right? He didn't see the police doing what he did. The police was coming on the scene. Why didn't he let the police do their job? So now the message that they're sending out and with is Kenosha is, hey, you're 17, grab your weapon, get out there, and do something. Don't worry about it. If you got to kill a couple of them, don't worry about it. We'll get to court, right?
Right.
And we'll explain it away.
Absolutely. That is a good
message.
That's
what they're saying. Yeah.
Get out there with these protesters. Especially when they start the rioting part.
Right. They start getting out of order. You go out there, tell them not to, with your arms, let them know what's going to happen if they don't do what you say.
Mm-hmm.
Then if somebody try to give you a problem, let them have it. You fear for your life, let them have it. He shot that guy 4 times. Because he was holding the barrel of his gun when he shot him. Something's wrong with that. You know, the point is, if he wasn't there, if he didn't interject himself into that already problematic situation, we wouldn't be holding this conversation. Huh?
Yep.
We wouldn't be holding this conversation. That man wanted somebody to protect his property, anybody, he should have called the police. Get the Kenosha police over there to help you out. Or you get up off your butt, get your gun, and get outside your property. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's what should have happened. And then they saying, you know, he's exempt from the being in possession of a firearm because of the hunting exemption, and this guy's not even hunting. Based on the barrel length of his gun, you know, it's like that's going to exempt him, huh? That doesn't even make sense. They call it a hunting exemption. So that means you have to be in possession of a firearm, right? That doesn't meet the specs of the firearm you should have for the length, right? While intending to hunt, hunting, or after you've been hunting, it has to be related to you hunting. So he could have got away with having he would have been in trouble if his firearm had a short barrel, basically, based on that law. But his firearm doesn't have a short barrel. So but he's not hunting. That's a hunting law. They don't want you hunting with short barrel guns. That's not hunting. He has a dangerous weapon. Dangerous weapon means any firearm having a barrel less than 12 inches long. Tell me this. If I got a shotgun, right, with the whole barrel on it, right, that's not a dangerous weapon? Huh?
Of course it is.
Of course it is. A handgun, barrel's not 12 inches long. That's not a dangerous weapon?
Of course it is.
Right. So all that arguing about the barrel of the gun, and the judge was more than happy to drop that shit. You know what I'm saying? Why? Mm-hmm. Because that was the plan. Whatever is against Kyle, we're going to make it go away, because he had the balls to do what grown men in Kenosha wouldn't do. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
The law refers to hunting. Kyle Rittenhouse was not hunting if he was guilty of first-degree murder. Just on the intention to hunt, men because the only thing he could have been hunting was a man on the Kenosha Street that night. What was he hunting? He wasn't hunting nothing. He can't say he was hunting, because if he say he was hunting, that's first-degree murder, right? The laws about the length of the barrel is relevant to the barrel of a firearm used for hunting only. The exemption made for minors to possess a firearm. Kyle was not hunting, and he was confronting people with the threat of deadly violence or death. He created his own jeopardy, and doing so placed the lives of others in jeopardy. Yet he was painted as innocent, as the innocent victim. He created his own jeopardy. He was safe. He was in a safe place, right? And he moved, right? Put himself in a place where other people felt threatened by his presence, and he threatened, and he felt threatened by their presence. But he put himself there. Huh?
Yeah.
He has no authority to do anything. Not even carry the weapon that's in his hand. But then the judge brought the jury to the courtroom and gave him a lengthy explanation of the remaining charges and the laws regarding self-defense, saying that basically, because he had pleaded not guilty, right? And he have a duty, you know, mm-hmm. self-defense, you have a duty to retreat, right? If you are claiming self-defense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So they got this video of Kyle running away from these people, and they catching him, and then he shoots him, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, well, what were they supposed to do? They are attacking the person who's a threat to them. You know what I'm saying? This guy is a threat to them. He's there, right? With an AR-15, right? He says he's there for all peaceful purposes. But you can't be there for peaceful purposes if you got an AR-15.
Mm-hmm.
You a threat to them. You're not one of them. He said that was the same profanities toward him. Yeah. Why did you insert yourself into a crowd of angry, a mob of angry people, and you expect what from that? Know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Kenosha has a police department. That's why the mob was out there in the first place, right?
Uh-huh.
They got a police department. Sure, so Kyle never intended to kill anyone. He just didn't or couldn't stop once he did. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
The duty to retreat, the law of self-defense states the person acting in self-defense has a duty to retreat. The video showed Kyle running away from protesters before he killed them, right? So,
mm-hmm.
10 News did a little thing on that. And Kyle said originally, you know, he was there. Some businessman asked his friend to watch over his property. I mean, that's wrong right there. He need to get something for that. Rittenhouse testified that Rosenbaum, the first guy he killed, threatened his life twice. He said he had been putting out fires and asking people if they needed medical help when he saw Rosenbaum carrying a steel chain wearing a mask. Rosenbaum began screaming at him. What's those guys, Antifa? They were black. Sorry. I'm thinking Rosenbaum might be an Antifa guy. I'm not sure. He was just mad about something. You know, the whole crowd is out there mad about something. What are you doing out there is the question. You know what I'm saying? What are you doing out there 17 with an illegal weapon? You know what I'm saying? So they ran into Rosenbaum again. He said, I'm going to cut your problem hearts out and kill you. He said later he was walking with a fire extinguisher after hearing protesters were burning cars. He went over and he saw, Rittenhouse saw a fire in a truck in one of the lots of Joshua Zeminski approached him with a gun. Rosenbaum came out from behind some cars and ambushed him, Rittenhouse testified. He said he tried to run away, but Rosenbaum chased him as Zeminski yelled, get him, kill him. Rittenhouse said Rosenbaum threw a bag at him that he mistook for the chain, and he pointed his rifle at Rosenbaum. But Rosenbaum didn't stop. He heard a gunshot behind him, he said, and I remember his hand on the barrel of my gun. Huh? You mistook a bag for a chain? This is, are we serious? He fired four times. And he went up to Rosenbaum to see if he could help him. Well, if the man is holding the barrel of your gun, you mean you went up to him? He right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
He feared that if Rosenbaum took his gun, he would have killed him and probably killed more people. Maybe Rosenbaum was afraid Kyle would kill him and kill more people. That is exactly what Kyle Rittenhouse did. He killed Rosenbaum and another man, wounded a protester, and shot two times at another. You have to wonder why Kyle Rittenhouse is the only person killing people on this night. Sounds like Kenosha citizens were observing their right to bear arms as they encountered Illinois youth illegally armed with an AR-15 during a protest that was getting out of control. That is more reason Kyle should have stayed home in Illinois. If the police couldn't handle the crowd, what was Super Kyle going to do? We have another caller. Hold on, Q. 4600, welcome to Provocative Thought.
Well, I hear a lot of misinformation being disseminated.
What's the misinformation?
The gun was not illegal.
What is the correct information? What is the correct
information? Let's start with the gun. The gun was per Wisconsin's law. It was not illegal. Two, second thing, his friends came and got him.
You said it wasn't the gun wasn't illegal.
It wasn't less than 16 inches long. They measured it in court.
No, nobody said the gun.
It's on video of them doing so.
The purchase was illegal. No, the purchase was a straw purchase.
It was not a straw purchase. It was a gift to Kyle.
Okay. Listen, it's illegal to purchase a gun for a person under the age of
18. No, the man that purchased it was legal to purchase. It was not an illegal purchase.
Okay. Well, that's what they said. That's what Wisconsin law says. So you got to argue that with Wisconsin.
That's what Wisconsin's law says. Yes, sir.
Right.
What's your name, sir? Yes, sir, Steve. Yes,
that's
sir.
That's Wisconsin law, so you argue that with them.
Wisconsin law, everything he done was legal. Another point. Rosenbaum posted that if I catch you alone, I'm going to kill you. You didn't read that.
No, I said
Rosenbaum, all three of them was felons. Rosenbaum was convicted felon, charged, spent time for molesting young boys. At least five of them. The youngest nine.
So that means it's okay to kill him? Is that what you're saying?
No, what it does, it tells a lot about his character. Then
what
you had one said that he got shot when he pointed his gun at Kyle. I don't blame him. I would have shot him too. He pointed his gun first. He testified in court on that.
You know, I didn't get to that part, but go ahead. I'm going to let you speak first. Then I'm going to talk about that.
I mean, it's all in the trial. People watch this.
I know. That's where I got it from.
I'm going to say this about the young man. The young man acted exemplary. He didn't recklessly shoot because the black man that tried to do a flying jump kick on him, when he was coming down, Kyle shot twice and missed. Then the man turned and ran. Kyle could have shot him in the back if he was recklessly. He wasn't reckless. He was very composed. And so people have an inner right for self-defense, as in every case that we saw here. People say his mother took him across. He did not. His father lived in Kenosha. He worked in Kenosha.
That's right. His dad lived there. That's true. Okay.
Look, I'm going to let you go ahead and have your show back. And I really didn't mean to cause any trouble. I just like some things to be told.
You don't have to agree
with me.
Well,
some people think I do. Some people think I do. I'm happy that you don't think that way.
Yeah, and I'm.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah, this is not my opinion. I'm getting this information from the source.
Well, those that watch the court proceeding, seeing what the jury seeing, and you know, here's another thing: people intimidating the jury. George Floyd's cousin putting out on a social media video that we got people in the courtroom that's taking pictures. MSNBC following the jury transport in a van with darkened windows trying to find out where they live. CVS printing. They're calling him a murderer before the trial is over. They're going to be sued handsomely for that.
They call who a murderer?
Can't wait. They called Mr. Rittenhouse. They printed it. He is a murderer before the trial is even there. This young man faced racism. You cannot deny it. Those type of things that was imposed on him, the man running down, chasing him, calling him the N-word, a white man at that, that's racism by any other name. If it happened to you and you had to suffer some repercussions and it was done by a white person, it's racism. But isn't it also racist?
I'm not stupid enough to interject myself into a riot. I'm saying
It's funny you mention that too. If Blake had to follow the directions of the court, Blake was the one who showed up at the party. His wife, should I say the baby's mother, had a court order against him being anywhere near where he showed up. He risked the lives of the kids he brought with him. He came. She called the police on him. The police come, want to question. He don't want to be questioned. Then a little scuffle results. He gets tased. He don't stop. He goes to the truck, and a knife appears. And he himself, being interviewed, said he had a knife. And the police also had a right to fear for their life. He got shot. But if he had done as he was supposed to, sir, and not show up at that place, then none of this would have started. That's
cause. That sounds. I know I hear what you're saying, but listen. First, I got a gun, and a guy's moving away from me with a knife. He's not a threat to me. And
he had a taser. He didn't have no knife. He didn't have his gun out.
He shot him in the back 7 times.
After he got to the truck,
right, okay,
he started leaving over by the children.
Right. Listen, he's not a threat to me with his back toward me, even if he has a knife. He's getting in a car. That's not a threat to me. Now, and after I shoot you once or twice,
the police was right next there. The police officer was right there next with him. I seen a white female cop.
7 times, man. Come on, man. Come on, you can't be supposed to shoot.
I taught my daughter to shoot until the threat is deceased, until the threat's no longer a threat. So, no. And here's another one. I watched a white female cop shoot a white male who had just got through knifing a 70-year-old white man, and he started off about 40 feet from her, and she told him to stop. He kept walking to her. She unloaded to him, and he finally dropped at her feet. If she could have been stabbed, if things didn't work out the right way. Anyway, I got to go, man. Look, it's nice
right,
you having the show. I've never
in,
been
man.
On your show before. Yeah,
good.
Keep
call
up the good work.
Bro. Saturday, 8 o'clock. Thanks a lot.
All right.
All right. Yeah, see, I don't want to get into those police shooting things, but when you shoot somebody multiple times, that's always very questionable, especially in the back. Anyway, now Kyle Rittenhouse, as I originally said, stated, injected himself into this situation. So if he wasn't there, none of this, we wouldn't be having this conversation. And that's where the problem lies, that this 17-year-old minor has a weapon that Wisconsin state law says he is not allowed to have. I didn't say it. Wisconsin law said it. And that thing about the shortness of the barrel, that's like I said, that sounds like a bunch of crap, because that's in relationship to the hunting law. As I guess the gentleman might not remember that part. That is a hunting law exemption. He was not hunting. So, and the best thing to do is to make a sound decision. Your first step is the thing that's going to save your life or save somebody else's life. Your first thing you decide to do. Kyle should not have made a decision to interject himself into that chaotic environment. So he's part of the problem. He made himself part of the problem by interjecting himself in that environment. This all began with Kyle Rittenhouse's decision to insert himself, as I said, in the midst of angry protesters armed with an AR-15 rifle, legal or not. I don't care if it was 20 with a legal AR-15. He shouldn't have been there. That is the job of the Kenosha police. Short barrel or not. A hunting exemption or not, which does not apply to a person who's just simply have a weapon. That's a hunting exemption. I have nothing. He's not hunting. That's applicable to a person carrying a weapon. In a riot or protest or not a protest. There's a reason why Kenosha or Wisconsin has laws regarding the age and conditions a person can carry or purchase a firearm and become a police officer. This was clearly a job for Kenosha, Wisconsin police, not Super Kyle. Stop that, because if you think that this guy made the right decision, then what you are doing is you're encouraging other 17-year-old guys to do what Kyle did, and all that's going to do is bring death, because as the brothers talked about, one guy pointed his gun, didn't fire. He pointed his gun at Kyle, and Kyle shot him. He pointed his gun at Kyle. Kyle pointed his gun at him. He put his hands up. Kyle was still pointing his gun at him. He pointed his gun at Kyle. Kyle shot him in the arm. So Kyle was in the killing mode. That guy that had the gun, he's not a killer. If he was a killer, he just shot Kyle in the back of the head. He was trying to, apparently, he appeared to be trying to just subdue him by pointing his gun at him. Because if he wanted to kill Kyle, he could have. He had every opportunity to kill Kyle. He's not a killer. He didn't want to kill that night. That guy didn't want to kill. But Kyle did, and he did kill. And he attempted to kill that guy and another guy, the guy that kicked him in the head. Look, you just can't go around murdering people and think that it's okay because they're doing something you don't like. I can't do that. I can't go outside and somebody's still in the car and I go out and shoot him in the head. We get in a scuffle and I shoot him and do that. Call the police and let that thing go. You got to live with killing somebody. No, I'm never going to agree with somebody interjecting themselves in a situation they do not have to be in. We pay people to do that. They're called police. That's never okay. And he's a minor. There's a reason why they have laws that guys like him shouldn't have weapons, firearms. That's the law. He shouldn't have a firearm. That's Wisconsin law. That's not my law. So this is a prime example why these laws exist. Notice, not one lone police officer inserted himself into the angry crowd, nor did any police officer shoot and kill anyone that night. Know why? Because they make better decisions than Kyle made. Kyle killed two people and wounded another and shot at another man because he said he feared for his life. He shouldn't have been there because you're going to be in fear for your life. That doesn't mean you get to kill somebody. I think Super Kyle thought that the AR-15 would instill enough fear in protesters to keep them off his super supreme ass. When it didn't, that is what scared him. And that would scare a lot of people if you see somebody not afraid of you with a weapon, especially an AR-15. Kyle has a duty not to create his own jeopardy. And I don't hear anybody saying that. Not to act in a manner that will agitate, irritate, or threaten the already agitated and irritated protesters and place protesters and himself in danger. That's what Kyle did. Let's keep it real. Yes, he did do what a whole lot of people wanted to do, and that's the hero he is to some people. That's not being a hero. You got to be smart. Always the possibility that someone will attempt to take your gun away from you when in close proximity to them. That says he has no training in combat situations. Rosenbaum's hand was on the barrel of the rifle when Kyle shot four times. Four times is trying to make sure you die. And no kind of murder charge. Kyle said he mistook a bag for a chain. How did that fly in court? The protesters appeared to be defending themselves against an illegally armed 17-year-old threatening to use a deadly force and using deadly force. They don't appear to be killers, as evident by the fact that nobody was killed by them that night. The only person killing is Kyle. What happened to Kyle's friends who were asked to protect the property? Why didn't they kill anyone? We'll never know the whole story because Kyle and his attorneys are controlling the narrative, and two witnesses are dead. And apparently they think Kyle's a hero. He's anything but a hero. Kyle Rittenhouse is not guilty of anything. Nothing. We have two dead people and one guy wounded. The guy wounded had a gun, right? As the gentleman said, let me get to this part. Rosenbaum was a convicted pedophile, an aggressive sexually predator in support of Black Lives Matter. His life ain't worth a damn and certainly not valued over the freedom of a 17, now 18-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse. What was he really trying to do? Little Kyle was merely protecting his manhood from a predator. An angry mob chased Kyle Rittenhouse down the street, stumbled and fell to the ground. That was the first guy he shot, Rosenbaum. He had his hand on the barrel, right? He stumbled to the ground. He tried to evade the mob and tried to get police. The second man shot was Anthony Huber. Huber was a domestic abuser and attacked Rittenhouse with a skateboard. Rittenhouse shot and killed Huber. Oh, yeah, those skateboards, those lethal weapons. Yeah. I'm going to get me a skateboard. He could have evaded the mob by not approaching the mob, especially with a firearm. Looks like the protesters were trying to eliminate an imminent threat presented by the militarily armed 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse. But as some people feel, no, the problem is the protesters. The second man, Anthony Huber, was a domestic abuser, right? A threat to society and women particularly. Another aggressive mad animal trying to take his anger out on little Kyle Rittenhouse. He deserved to die. Little Kyle almost became one of his victims. The question is, why is Kyle Rittenhouse now seeking the police after all of this is done? Did he bite off more than he could chew? Did the protesters call his hand? The third man didn't die but was shot in the arm. I don't know if I say his name. Gage Gross Kruz pointed a loaded Glock at Rittenhouse while he was on the ground. Rittenhouse pointed his AR-15 at Mr. Gross Kruz. He put his hands up, and Rittenhouse didn't pull the trigger of his rifle until Gross Kruz pointed his pistol at Rittenhouse. Gross Kruz was hit in the arm and was disarmed by the shot. Are you kidding? Listen, it was acceptable for Kyle Rittenhouse to point his weapon at the third man, but unacceptable for the man to point his weapon at Kyle. Kyle never puts his hands up to de-escalate the conflict, but the third man did. Kyle kept his AR-15 pointing at the third man, and when he pointed his gun at Kyle, again, Kyle shot him. He was afraid. Yeah, that was supposed to have doomed the prosecution's case. That only proves that Kyle is a killer. The third man didn't fire a shot. He didn't want to kill nobody. He had shot Kyle when he pointed his gun at it. The third man attempted to apprehend the murderer. His only problem was he did not have the killer instinct and was not a murderer and assumed that the killer, Kyle Rittenhouse, would yield to him pointing his weapon at him. Kyle Rittenhouse being the killer or murderer that he is shot the third man in an attempt to kill him also. That is evidence that Kyle is a killer. The third man was reluctant to kill or even shoot Kyle Rittenhouse. He didn't fire a shot. The third man's only mistake was to assume he could capture Kyle by intimidating him by pointing his weapon at him, even after seeing Kyle murder two other unarmed people. You can take a gun to a gunfight if you are afraid to use it. The third guy could be dead because of his reluctance to use deadly force against a 17-year-old who exhibited no restraint in using deadly force. You got to be kidding. That guy wasn't even trying to kill him. Because if I know, if he was in any neighborhood that I live in, Kyle would have been dead. Nobody would have pointed a Glock at him. They would have emptied a Glock on him. That guy wasn't a killer. That's why he didn't pull the trigger. Either he didn't have bullets in his gun or he's not a killer. Try to subdue him by not using, by not being willing to use the deadly force. Kyle was willing to use deadly force, and he used it. Doesn't matter if he was in fear of his life or anything. I'm sure everybody was in fear once you see people, somebody with an AR-15 dropping people. Kyle should not have been there, and I hear nobody say that. And that's a damn shame. Grown folks think that a 17-year-old with a firearm that the Wisconsin state says he's not supposed to be in possession of. He's too young to have a firearm. Now, firearms are allowed for people under age 18 under the instruction of somebody who's teaching them how to shoot and hunting. This has nothing to do with either. It's not. He's not hunting. So that whole firearm exemption thing being applied to this, that's like I said, making a mockery of the American judicial system. So, no, Kyle Rittenhouse created his own jeopardy and facilitated the jeopardy of the protesters by inserting himself into the protest as a lethal threat. This fact was totally ignored, yet even police are not supposed to create their own jeopardy. No one in their right or logical mind would create their own jeopardy because of the potential to facilitate and escalate danger and ultimately, unnecessarily, untimely death. And this case is a prime example of why you shouldn't. That's all I got from this shit case. Rittenhouse had no business or right being there, and he would have not been there without having the ability to utilize deadly force or present a lethal threat to the protesters. That demonstrates his intent to kill. Why didn't he go without a weapon if he did not intend to kill anyone? Kyle Rittenhouse appeared to do what others wanted to do or felt they should have done to those Black Lives Matter protesters or whoever they were, Antifa, I don't know who they were. That is why supporters were able to raise the funds necessary for mounting a first-class defense, and the verdict by the Kenosha jury is viewed as an affirmation that people, regardless of their age, have a right to defend themselves against violent attack, individuals, or a mob, even if they are creating their own jeopardy by presenting and initiating a lethal threat. Does that mean that 17-year-old black male can walk, insert himself armed to the teeth of the AR-15 rifle in the midst of white folks protesting and kill somebody and get away with that? The police were on the scene, which is more reason why Kyle should not have inserted himself into the protest. Kyle Rittenhouse just got away with murder on video. That appears to be the trend nowadays. I never thought that Kyle was going to be found guilty of murdering two men and shooting another. Again, I bet people all over the world are laughing at so-called American justice. It's more like the American three-ring circus or comedy show, but it's not entertaining or funny. Until next week, y'all, I want to thank everybody for calling in, all you listeners. Until next week, each one reach one, each one teach one, and never encourage a young man to do what Kyle Rittenhouse did. That's wrong. I don't care if he was 17 or 27. He's not a law enforcement officer. He has no business out there. Until next week, y'all, peace.
Brother, you will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruption. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from the Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on the Court from 29 District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on the rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.